This week, we have two stories of justice in our parsha. The first, we have one of our soon-to-be high priest, Pinchas ben Eleazar. He's walking past the tabernacle, the temple, the portable home of God, and he finds a man and woman committing adultery there on the steps. In a fit of rage, he kills both of them on the spot. Not only that, but God comes down from on high and announces to the people Israel, what Pinchas did was right, good job. Later in our parsha, we hear about the five daughters of Tzelofechad. The five daughters of Tzelofechad look at their world, look at the land being divided up in the land of Israel, and they realize that simply because they have no sons or brothers, their father's name will be forever lost to the people of Israel. They realize their father's inheritance will disappear from their family. They bring their case to the courts. It rises to Moses, the highest court in the land, and Moses takes the case to God, and God says, that's true, they're right, we should change the rules. From now on, anyone in their situation forevermore, they will be able to inherit their father's wealth. This will be a problem solved throughout all time. Justice done. In both of these cases, God comes down to tell us that justice was done. But there's a major difference, and that's the reaction of the rabbis. The rabbis, centuries later, reading this text, see Pinchas ben Eleazar, and they say, yes, he did a good thing, clearly God tells us, but don't try and be like Pinchas. Don't try and be like that. The rabbis are trying to establish a society, and if everyone feels they have the right to murder anyone they think doing wrong, we'll have a very small society pretty quickly. But the daughters of Tzelofechad, the rabbis write midrash after midrash about how wonderful these five women are. They're held up as virtuous, wise women, as role models throughout all time. And from this difference, I learn four things. The first is the most obvious, that the rabbis don't want us going around killing each other. And not only that, but the daughters of Tzelofechad, what do? They bring justice inside the system. They bring their case to the courts, it rises through the appropriate channels, and through the appropriate channels they realize the injustice and change the rules. Would that every problem we have that could be solved by simply following the rules of the system we have. Next, our Torah does not have a lot of women in it. Our Bible does not have a lot of women, and when we do, we often get these grand, amazing women. Deborah, who is a military leader, a prophetess, and a judge in Israel. Miriam, with direct access to God, who brings water to all of Israel. Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, household names. I'd be willing to bet no one here is known as a daughter of Tzelofechad. These were five regular gals. Could be like any of you out here who saw their problem and brought their problem to the system and had justice done. This is a great lesson for us to learn also. Three is speed. Pinchas reacts in a moment. In 1 second, Pinchas makes his decision and acts rashly. He gives the most severe punishment possible without a second's thought. The daughters of Tzelofechad gather themselves together, the five women, they take counsel, they look at their plight, they look at the situation of others. They bring it to the courts, it rises slowly up the courts, Moses eventually takes it to God, and through that slow action, not just their problem is solved, but women throughout time in the Jewish system now have the protection that is guaranteed by these daughters' slow, careful, meticulous action. But deepest of all, at its core, I think there's a message about intention. Pinchas' action is to stand on high, notice his own moral superiority. He knows what's right. And to sentence other people who are doing what he knows to be wrong to death. The daughters of Tzelofechad look to themselves, look at their own situation, look at the injustice done to them, and seek to bring about that justice done for themselves. The rabbis understood that it is a dangerous system, not just when we can mete out punishment, but when we can allow ourselves to be the moral judge of others. Yes, there is a time for Pinchas. It happens, but that must be the rare case. The regular case must be that we are able to look at each other not and sit in judgment. So ultimately, I leave this parsha hoping that I can keep the daughters of Tzelofechad in my heart, to know that when I look at the other and see them doing something that I think is rash, stupid, immoral, bad, I might keep their counsel in my heart. I might remember that maybe I don't know the whole situation, that maybe slow, careful reaction might slow our hand, because the truth is we all have the power to mete out death. Maybe not with the sword or spear like Pinchas did, but when we write off someone else, we do the same thing. We say, I can't learn from you, I can't know you, you're less than me, and they might as well be dead to us. So these two stories come as a warning and a challenge. To know Pinchas, know that Pinchas is in our hearts too, but hopefully guard against him with the five daughters of Tzelofechad. Shabbat Shalom.